2018, I was sent home from the hospital with a box. The packaging was reminiscent of a new tech gadget, a toy for a 30-year-old. I joked to friends that I was getting an upgrade, Hard OS. I plug it in and it begins its search, pinging around the room looking for its hardware tether. It connects to a tiny rod implanted near my heart. From there, I'm permanently chained to Brooklyn's 3G network, with the sole purpose of transmitting the rhythms of my heart to a cardiologist miles away. Every morning, I wake up and leave the bed, but still sense the tether throughout the house. I prepare my body for a day of screen-based interactions, a three-step process for my face. Heat the skin and remove the dirt. Smooth the skin with acids. Apply vitamin solution to protect the skin. The steps mimic the making of a computer chip. Silicon begins from silica sand. Heat the silica and remove the oxygen. Smooth the silicon with acids. Apply an oxide layer to protect patterns built in the chip's design. Thanks to my heart implant, I've achieved the state that is passively tossed around group chats and Slack threads. I'm going offline for the day. My body just force quit. I don't have the bandwidth. The default state of my external display is a blackened mirror, useless until a more capable device plugs into it. A dumb terminal waiting for input. I tap the video chat app and the preview appears. My apartment and myself reflect back at me. I've become an avatar. A downsampled version of my skin reflects back, captured as pixels. I'm satisfied with how digital my face looks. My connection, sputtered through the gigahertz, will mask my features. My eyes, nose, and lips, gauze and blurred, becoming data. My voice weighs 5 megabytes a minute. My face weighs 3 megabytes a second. My body is unproductive and inefficient. I found myself frustrated when my body does not mirror the devices I babysit. After 8 hours of sleep, my body should wake up with the precision of a defragmented disc. Instead, a blood clot racing through my circulation system decided to take an exit through my lungs. And now I have new hardware to monitor the glitch in my software. Devices are a reflection of the humans that built them. Investors in Patagonia shuttle money to ideas that solve their problems. My ancestors were the original venture capital. And now my body and its glitches are a reflection of its original investors. These glitches allow me to experience things early, like vaccines. And my body, for all its bugs and bad code, continues the centuries-long tradition of being a desired terminal. I wonder if this bug fix will disrupt my previous upgrade. I wonder if the code has been QC'd. I wonder if the men in Tuskegee shared my fears. I realized the tech utopia would never come. My childhood, I hid behind avatars, hoping it would erase centuries of glitches. On forums, we were all just data, I thought. But the avatars were driven by humans, and any system built by humans will always have a glitch. A snaking sensation poured through my circulation system. I closed my eyes, and a pinwheel spun in my vision. My body forced quit from mental exhaustion. Weeks before, I started working on my will. It was an exercise in facing my own mortality. I joked to myself that it was a terms and service agreement for my body. An app walked me through the messiness of the process.
I was given an option to select avatars to represent my wife, mother, father, brother, and sister. Every illustration was the same shade of blue, but I sought those with tight curly hair and the noses I knew best. The avatar's skin looked delightfully tacky, like my face under the glow of a Zoom window. The physical assets attached to my body's existence are low. A laptop and some clothing, an art piece or two. But the things I valued the most were my digital assets. The servers that powered my website, unfinished poetry in a notes app, the data from my heart. I thought about my ancestors, those that didn't have many physical assets, and how their minds and stories traveled beyond its limitations. The utopia technology never died. It was just colonized, and its husk died undivined. I recognized the physical items in my will as what they were. Empty vessels. A tomb for infrastructure. A dumb terminal waiting for input.
Heat the skin and remove the dirt.
Heat the skin and remove the dirt. Smooth the skin with acids. Apply vitamin solution, protect the skin. My voice weighs 5 megabytes a minute. My face weighs 3 megabytes a second. My body is unproductive and inefficient. I'm going offline for the day. I don't have the bandwidth. My body just force quit. I don't have the bandwidth. Lying on the side of my bed, radios beam data from my chest towards the satellites, landing on an unknown data farm. My body is tethered, but my mind is free.